I can hear the old church bell ringing out across the dell. It casts a gentle spell while the snow is softly falling. It's those Christmas chimes I hear for that sweet time of the year, full of happiness and cheer when we sing goodwill to men. Yes, it's Christmas time again, goodwill and peace to men. Treat a stranger as a friend as we sing Noel, Noel. My thoughts turn this frosty morn back to when the child was born, wrapped in rags so thin and torn. He lay there in the manger, and that night the angels knew that this life still so brand new had so many things to do. And they sang goodwill to men. Yes, it's Christmas time again, goodwill and peace to men. Treat a stranger as a friend as we sing Noel, Noel. Yes, it's Christmas time again, goodwill and peace to men. Treat a stranger as a friend as we sing Noel, Noel. The Christ child in the hay brought us hope that Christmas day, and his light that shows the way is in the eyes of all our children. Hear their little voices sing of the love the Savior brings to every living thing when we sing goodwill to men. Yes, it's Christmas time again, goodwill men. Treat a stranger as a friend as we sing Noel, Noel. So let's keep Christmas all year round, and may peace and joy be found in each village and each town, and the heart of every city. Show our children that we care. Let us teach them how to share and do what is right and fair. Then they'll sing goodwill to men. Yes, it's Christmas time again, goodwill and peace to men. Treat a stranger as a friend as we sing Noel, Noel. Yes, it's Christmas time again, goodwill and peace to men. Treat a stranger as a friend as we sing Noel.
Well, Merry Christmas Eve, everyone. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck right here on the Blarney Hour.
Merry Christmas.
And, boy, we're excited to do this show. This is the first Christmas with the Blarney Hour.
Yep.
And it just warmed my heart when I put all this music together for the show. That first one that you heard was Good Will to Men by Seamus Kennedy, who normally does humorous songs. But, boy, if you're not into sappy, soft, warm-feeling music, this is not the show for you tonight. I am going to have one humorous one coming up from the Dropkick Murphys a little later on in the show.
Yep.
But we have gone completely traditional, and these artists have sang their hearts out on every one of these songs. So stick around. I'm sure we're expecting a call from Father John. We didn't hear from him last weekend, but we got a big show put together for tonight, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are you today?
Well, good, Father. Happy Christmas Eve. How are you?
You know, I'm kind of happy. I tell you, you know, you boys did me well. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I thought you were just in a good mood because it's almost Jesus' birthday.
Well, that kind of keeps me happy, too.
Yeah, going to have cake tomorrow, huh?
Probably. I didn't pull that last frozen brownie out.
That's right. Well, we got some fruitcake coming up for you, too.
Well, you're nuttier than a fruitcake. What am I going to do with fruitcake?
Yes, that's true. So you're happy,
you know,
with us?
That's one of them things you re-gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's ever eaten a fruitcake. They just keep circulating it around.
Yeah, there was only ever one made.
The only one I've ever seen.
Oh, well, so yeah, you were happy. I thought the Christmas pageant went well.
I couldn't believe the crowd we had. It was amazing.
Well, we invited all of our listeners, Father. Remember the party throughout the year? All the people that were playing in the Garden of Eden on the pipe organ at night, and then the people that were dancing in the front garden with all the statues and had the extra foliage.
That was the people that were there.
Yeah, but you know, they just wanted to do penance, and they all wanted to be a part of the pageant.
They were wonderful.
Well, good. Hopefully they left a lot of money for you. You get a big payday.
It was a good taking on that day. It was probably the largest crowd I've had in my church in a long time.
Well, that's good. We appreciate what you do every night for us here at Solid State Radio on the Blarney Hour.
Well, you're good boys. You really are. You have good hearts. You just have silly minds.
And once in a while, the devil juice gets in the way, but we strayed off it for the pageant. I was surprised. I was actually shaking inside that donkey costume. That wasn't my tail wagging. That was me going through the shakes.
What was that? You know, sometimes I'm thinking, you know, guys are doing so good, and then you come back with something like
that. Well, it was all for the good. And Sister Mary was happy?
Sister Mary was happy. Sister Anne even said something. It was amazing.
Wow, and I think she hates our guts.
Yeah, she didn't even speak to us. She just looks down to us over her glasses.
So, hey, you boys, you know, I don't have a lot of time tonight, but how about if I give you a little blessing for the Christmas?
That would be wonderful.
That would be great,
Father.
All right.
Everybody, raise your glasses. Well, wait, is this a toast or a blessing?
It's a blessing. Now you start to make me wonder if I want to give it to you.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Well, here. Are you ready, or do you need to drink the devil's juice?
No, we can restrain for a minute.
We're fine.
Okay. Well, let's bless the bull. Bless the Irish land and bless this wonderful Christmas morning as the sun rises over gold, over the Emerald Isle. May your oats may your oats hot steam nourish your Irish smiles. And may you be thankful for him who fills your bowl and warms your heart and soothes your soul.
Well, you really dug deep on that one, Father. We appreciate that. Sound like you stumbled a little bit in the middle, but I'm sure it's in different print than the Bible is, so it's a little bit tougher to read.
Well, I was trying to do it right, and I don't know. My mind wandered for a minute. I kept going, I hope they're not drinking.
Well, Father, that means a lot for us. We have a real special show planned tonight. We opened there, I'm sure you heard, with Seamus Kennedy. And we just got, there's not even going to be a whole lot of humor, maybe one funny song for the whole night, but it's going to be all traditional Irish Christmas music. We've got Susan Boyle. I don't know if you remember her. She was on one of those America's Got Talent shows. She's done a Christmas song. We've got the Irish Rovers. We've got...
I love the Irish Rovers.
What's that, Father?
I love the Irish Rovers.
Yes, yes. So we're going to do a lot of their Christmas stuff. We just, it's a real traditional, laid-back Christmas show tonight, and we're happy to do it and excited to have another year in us.
Well, good. I hope you have a very good night, boys. I hope the music plays out well.
All right. Well, thanks, Father, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, and to yours.
Good night, Father.
Good night.
Well, that was a nice blessing from Father John. I'm glad he was pleased with our performance there, even though we were the ass of the Christmas parade.
I think he derived a lot of humor in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because didn't we ask him to be the wise man, and he just chuckled?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But anyway, no, that's good. He was in good spirits, and it's good to see that all of our listeners showed up here locally. To see the pageant. So,
yeah, thank you guys.
Yep, yep. But we are going to continue with the music here, and we're going to celebrate our own Christmas Eve way here. Adam's got his young son on the way here in a few weeks, Woo-hoo. And we're all excited about that.
Little Joey.
Yeah, so it gives a whole different outlook on the Christmas holiday this year. So we're going to start things off. We're going to have things coming up from the Irish Rover, Seamus Kennedy. But we are going to kick it off with the Holly Tree from the Clancy Brothers right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Oh, the holly bears a berry as white as the milk, and Mary bore Jesus all wrapped up in silk, and Mary bore Jesus our Savior to be, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly. Oh, the holly bears a berry as green as the grass, and Mary bore Jesus who died on the cross, and Mary bore Jesus our Savior to be, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly. Now the holly bears a berry as black as the coal, and Mary bore Jesus who died for us all, and Mary bore Jesus our Savior to be, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly. Oh, the holly bears a berry as red as the blood, and trust in our Savior who rose from the dead, and trust in Jesus our Savior to be, and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly, 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 and the first tree in the greenwood, it was the holly.
As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me, a little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake, and the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use. For we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw. But Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw. And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Hackle-hooly, she says, you're not eating, try a little bit more of me cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and me stomach would break. And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was hit with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. And all of us swore we were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Yes, it would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Well, the hills and glens of Antrim are buried in the snow. The ocean waves are rolling and the stormy winds do blow. And what care we for weather when our hearts are all aglow? For it won't be long until it's Christmas morning.
Christmas, oh Christmas, soon it will be here. We'll celebrate together and we'll all be of good cheer. It's a pity that it only comes round but once a year. I wish that every day was Christmas morning.
Throw your coat around your shoulders and come along with me. Or take the horse and sleigh, me boys, and find a perfect tree. We'll dress it up so gaily that you'd see it from Tralee. And we'll keep the season bright for Christmas morning.
Celebrate together and we'll all be of good cheer. It's a pity that it only comes round but once a year. I wish that every day was Christmas morning.
When our friends and our relations come in from far and wide, I'll have some kicks and ales, me boys, around the fireside. I'll raise our voice in chorus to the songs of Christmastide. We'll all be in good humor Christmas morning.
We'll celebrate together and we'll all be of good cheer. It's a pity that it only
we'll celebrate together and we'll all be of good cheer. It's a pity that it only comes round but once a year. I wish that every day was Christmas morning. Christmas, oh Christmas, soon it will be here. We'll celebrate together and we'll all be of good cheer. It's a pity that it only comes round but once a year. I wish that every day was Christmas morning.
A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flocks by night and see a bright new shining star, and hear a choir singing, the music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem at night, and find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little stall in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and damp Mary's little boy child was born. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Saturday. Happy Christmas Eve. I'm Drew Duffany. He's Adam Harahuck.
Merry Christmas, Drew.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Adam. I'm really enjoying the show tonight. Mary's Boy Child there by Seamus Kennedy. And coming up next, are we going to get a commercial in here?
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pay some bills, and then we'll come back with that.
All right. When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit? Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their next show, an Indigenous art show celebrating Indigenous History Month, November 3rd through November 12th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 noon to 4 p.m., with a gala opening on Friday, November 4th from 5 to 8. This event is free and open to the public. Stone's Throw Theater is located in downtown Lapeer in the Gallery of Byers Furniture. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Brunches, chef specials, date nights, happy hours. Moments like these are made possible by the COVID-19 vaccine.
My taste buds have missed this.
So let's savor this moment. Keep the dining out going, keep the togetherness going by keeping your COVID-19 vaccines up to date. Find your vaccine at michigan.gov/COVID-vaccine. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke and More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke and More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
Hey, it's Adam from Sessions, and I have another Sessions concert series coming your way. Saturday, February 11th at Cascade Lounge in Metamora, I have three bands that you need in your life. Three bands that I play on my show. Clayton Cipolletti, Five and Dime Poets, and Crimsonite Orchestra. It's all going on at Cascade Lounge, 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. No cover, no tickets. Just come on in and have a good time and support local music. It's a Sessions concert series.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are going to jump right into it here for our Christmas special here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Here is Anuna, the Wexford Carol, right here on the Blarney Hour.
Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angel did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold.
Grace and makes the nations prove that You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray, whither sail those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? Whither sail those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Oh, they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas. On Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. All the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning.
Silver and gold. Let
All right, that was Orla Fallon with Do You Hear What I Hear? And what a lovely voice and a lovely woman.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly of the Celtic Women group.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, we've played some stuff with her. And I swear to God, if there was a voice of an angel, it would be hers.
I agree.
Yeah. Speaking of voice of an angel, we still got some stuff coming up from Susan Boyle, the Dropkick Murphys. We are going to get a little bit of humorous here. We did play Mrs. Fogarty's Christmas Cake by the Irish Rovers a little earlier on. Speaking of which, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a contest coming up the first of the year for the Irish Rovers here at Solid State Radio in the Blarney Hour. We are going to be the guests of the Irish Rovers at the Imperial Showplace right there in Sarnia, Ontario on, March 3rd?
Yes. Going to be there? Yep.
Yeah, March 3rd coming up. And we're going to have a couple of tickets to give away to that show. We're excited. We want to get as many of our Solid State listeners to that show as we possibly can. And I believe there are still tickets left, but they may now be sold out. So we'll keep you posted on that. But again, welcome back to our Christmas special right here on Solid State Radio.
Upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. My sisters are whack jobs, I wish I had none. Their husbands are losers, and so are their sons. My nephew's a horrible, wise little twit. He once gave me a nice gift wrap box for it. He likes to pelt carolers with icy snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. They call this Christmas where I'm from.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Dropkick Murphys with The Seasons Upon Us. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Aherhuck, and this is going to close
today.
Out. I know it. This is going to close out our Christmas holiday show, and we're going to finish with just a heartwarming song by Susan Boyle. So again, Merry Christmas from Solid State Radio and the Blarney Hour, and we'll see you next year.
Snow at Christmas, they said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin's birth. And I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal the Christmas tree smell, and the eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. And they told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelites. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes, till I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. Your robe be clean.